En mi casa recibimos la llamada el 5 de septiembre de que Mary Marta había fallecido. Mi esposo me dijo que Dolores llamaba llorando. Más tarde vino otra llamada diciendo que Rodolfo estaba en el Hospital Mission, que está muy cerca de mi casa, y llegué ahí en poco tiempo. Cuando llegué, me mandaron directamente a la emergencia. Y justamente cuando llegué, Eugenia, Cynthia y Kevin estaban entrando en la sala de Mary Marta para verla. Me mandaron con ellos. Inmediatamente estaban hablando bien de ella. Sus hijas llorando dijeron que ella siempre estaba allí, en todo. Kevin dijo, ella me trató como un hijo. Fue claro que todos estaban de acuerdo que María Marta tenía un corazón de oro. We received a call at our home on the 5th of September that Mary Marta had died. And Nancy said that Dolores had called sobbing. Later, another call came in informing me that Rodolfo was at Mission Hospital, which is very close to my home, and I could get there in little time. When I arrived, they sent me right into the emergency. And just as I arrived, Eugenia, Cynthia, and Kevin were entering into her room to see her. And I was allowed to go in with them. Nothing seemed to happen by accident. They were immediately speaking about what a great mother she had been to them. The daughter said she was always there for them in everything. And Kevin said that Mary Marta had treated him like a mother. Or like a son, as a mother to a son. It was clear that all were in agreement that Mary Marta had a heart of gold. En la tarde vine aquí a la iglesia para una reunión de oración que tengo con hermanos de otras iglesias y expliqué a Miguel, un anciano de una iglesia cerca, que Mary Marta ha fallecido. Él me escuchaba orando por ella por mucho tiempo y me puso una pregunta interesante. Me preguntaba, ¿ella tenía un buen testimonio? ¿Por qué me preguntaba esto? In the evening I came to the church for a prayer meeting of men from different churches, and I explained to Mike, an elder from a local church, that Mary Marta had died. He heard me praying for her for a long time. We always prayed on Monday nights. And he asked me an interesting question. He asked, did she have a good testimony? But why did he ask that? Entre los ministros que siempre tratan con estos asuntos, es menos difícil hablar de la persona cuando todo el mundo sabe que la persona fallecida tenía un buen testimonio. Mary Marta tiene un testimonio excelente. Mary Marta tiene un corazón de oro. Ha estado con nosotros por la mayoría de la historia de nuestra iglesia y siempre estaba ayudando a la iglesia o ayudando a otros hermanos. Es fácil de probar que era una gran mujer porque mira la cantidad de gente que están aquí. Es mi prueba, ustedes son mi prueba. Among ministers who deal with these issues all the time, it's not as hard to speak of the person when everyone knows that the person who died had a good testimony. This is something you can't hide. Mary Marta has an excellent testimony. Mary Marta has a heart of gold. She was with us for most of the history of our church, and she was always helping with something in the church, or she was always helping other people. As I just said in Spanish, the proof that she was a great woman is the number of people that are here today. Era fácil ver que Mary Marta era justa, buena, una hermana que amaba a Dios y también a su prójimo. Y es bíblico hablar de tales personas, aun caídas en Adán, como justas. Así habla de los padres, hablaban de los padres de Juan Bautista. En Lucas 1:5 dice, hubo en los días de Herodes, rey de Judea, un sacerdote llamado Zacarías, de la clase de Abías. Su mujer era de las hijas de Aarón y se llamaba Elizabeth. Ambos eran justos delante de Dios. Ambos eran justos delante de Dios y andaban irreprensibles en todos los mandamientos y ordenanzas del Señor. No dice que era absolutamente perfecto. De hecho, más tarde, Zacarías fue castigado por su falta de fe en un asunto. Pero la Biblia declara que ellos eran justos. It was easy for me to see that Mary Martha was righteous. A sister who loved the Lord and loved her neighbor. And it's biblical to apply this term, righteous, even to people who are fallen in Adam, when it's true. This was how the Bible spoke of the parents of John the Baptist. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was one of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth, and they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord blameless. No, it is not talking about sinless perfection. Nobody's perfect in this life. In fact, later in the story, Zacharias was chastised for his lack of faith in certain circumstances. Ahora no me malentiende. No estoy diciendo que Dios salvó a María Marta porque era justa. Al revés, era justa porque Dios la salvó. María Marta no fue salvado por sus propios méritos, sino que como cada persona salvada fue salvada por la muerte y la resurrección de Cristo Jesús. Romanos 5:8, mas Dios muestra su amor para con nosotros, en que siendo aún pecadores, Cristo murió por nosotros. Pues mucho más estando ya justificados en su sangre, justificados en su sangre, por Él seremos salvos de la ira. Porque si siendo enemigos fuimos reconciliados con Dios por la muerte de su Hijo, mucho más estando reconciliados seremos salvados por su vida. Now please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that God saved Mary Martha because she was righteous. But just the opposite. She was righteous because God saved her. Mary Martha was not saved by her own merits. But as with all people who are saved, it was by the death and the resurrection of the Lord Christ Jesus. Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Y cuando esto pasa, habrá, como en el caso de María Marta, un corazón de oro, un testimonio excelente. Segunda de Corintios 5:17 dice, de modo que si alguno está en Cristo, nueva criatura es. Las cosas viejas pasaron, y aquí todas son hechas nuevas. And when this happened, there will be, as in the case of Mary Martha, a heart of gold, producing an excellent testimony. As stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Y por esto no es tan difícil hablar de la muerte de María Marta. La muerte no va a tener poder sobre ella, sino que María Marta será levantada gloriosamente en el día de la resurrección. Pero hay otro punto, no tan fácil, que vale la pena mencionar. Un punto que tal vez está en la mente de algunos. ¿Por qué? ¿Por qué cáncer? ¿Por qué meses y meses de sufrimiento? ¿Cómo es posible que un Dios infinitamente bueno y infinitamente poderoso pudiera permitir algo semejante? Y no, hermanos, no es pecado preguntar esto si lo hacemos con reverencia y con una perspectiva bíblica. As I said, for these reasons, it's not difficult to speak of the death of Mari Marta. Death has no power over her. But rather, Mari Marta will be gloriously raised from the dead on the day of the resurrection. But there's another point that is not so easy that I think is worth mentioning. A thorny point that may be in the minds of some. Why? Why cancer? Why months and months of suffering? How is it possible that a God who is infinitely good and infinitely powerful could allow such a thing? And no, it is not sinful to ask this if we ask it in reverence and from a biblical framework. Antes que nada, no tiene ningún sentido decir que Dios no estaba involucrado o que Dios no tenía nada que ver. Si creemos en el Dios de la Biblia, entonces Dios sí estaba en todos los detalles. Esto fue la enseñanza de Cristo cuando dijo, ¿no se venden dos pajarillos por un cuarto? Con todo, ni uno de ellos cae a tierra sin vuestro Padre. Todos los detalles están bajo el control de Dios. Isaías 45:6. Para que sepa desde el nacimiento del sol hasta dónde se pone, que no hay más que yo. Yo Jehová, y ninguno más que yo, que formo la luz y creo las tinieblas, y que hago la paz y creo la adversidad. Yo Jehová soy el que haga todo esto. También en Amós 3:6, ¿se tocará la trompeta en la ciudad y no se alborotará el pueblo? ¿Habrá algún mal en la ciudad el cual Jehová no ha hecho? ¿El cual Jehová no ha hecho? Dios no es el autor de la maldad, pero Dios sí ha permitido la maldad, el sufrimiento y la adversidad. First of all, it makes no sense to say that God had nothing to do with this or that he was not involved. If we believe in the biblical God, then we see that God was involved in all of the details. And that, of course, was the teaching of Christ. In Matthew 10:29, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? All of the smallest details have been under God's control. Isaiah 45:6, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. This is actually a favorite verse of atheists, and they publish this verse all the time on their websites. And they like to say, see, their God is no good. He creates evil. But evil here means calamity, as we read in the Spanish version. And unbelievers just twist this as other verses to their own destruction. Amos 3:6, shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city and the Lord hath not done it? Here also, evil represents calamity, disaster. But the point remains, God was not asleep. All that has happened in the life of Mari Marta has happened according to his plan. Pero esto no explica por qué. Y a esto voy. Dios no hizo un mundo lleno de la muerte y los sufrimientos. Terminando el primer capítulo de la Biblia, dice que la creación de Dios era bastante buena. Génesis 1:31. Y vio Dios todo lo que había hecho, y he aquí era bueno en gran manera. Y fue la tarde y la mañana el día sexto. La muerte vino más tarde, no estaba. No había enfermedades. Vino por el pecado de nuestro representante, como dice en Génesis 3:17. Y al hombre dijo: por cuanto obedeciste a la voz de tu mujer y comiste del árbol de que te mandé diciendo no comerás de él, maldita será la tierra por tu causa. Maldita será la tierra por tu causa. Con dolor comerás de ella todos los días de tu vida. Como consecuencia de este primer pecado, el mundo ya está maldecido. Cuando ustedes caminaban de su carro para entrar en la iglesia, estaban caminando sobre tierra maldecida. Y por esto hay asesinos, enfermedades, maldades y la muerte. As I just said, that does not explain why, and I'm getting to that. God did not create a world that was full of suffering and death. At the end of the first chapter of the Bible, God looked at all his creation and he pronounced it very good. Genesis 1:31, then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Death came later as a consequence of the sin of our representative. And God said in Genesis 3:17, then to Adam he said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. As a consequence of that first sin, we now live in a cursed world. When you came from your car and walked to the entrance of the church, realizing it or not, you were walking over cursed ground. And for that reason, the world is now full of murders and illnesses, wickedness, death. Y si uno realmente es astuto, se pudiera preguntar, ¿acaso Dios no pudiera crear un mundo en que los primeros padres no pudieron caer? Después de todo, María Marta ahora en la gloria no es un robot. Tiene su albedrío libre y no puede caer. Es una pregunta profunda y la respuesta es sí. Y por esto puedes seguir preguntando, entonces, ¿por qué el sufrimiento y la maldad? If one thinks deeply about this, he may ask, but could not God have created a world in which the first parents would never fall? After all, Mary Marta right now is in glory and she's not a robot. She has her free will. She shall never fall from glory. This is a very deep question. The answer is yes, God could have set it up that way. And for that reason, some may still ask and press, then why the suffering and the evil that we must endure all around us? La respuesta es que Dios tiene razones adecuadas por la maldad que ha permitido. Esto sabemos estudiando toda la Biblia. Pero Dios no está bajo obligación de revelar todas estas razones a nosotros. Dice en Deuteronomio 29:29, las cosas secretas pertenecen a Jehová nuestro Dios. Mas las reveladas son para nosotros y para nuestros hijos para siempre, para que cumplamos todas las palabras de esta ley. Es más, si Dios estaba dispuesto a revelar a todas nuestras mentes limitadas, es dudoso que pudiéramos entenderlo. Isaías 55:8, porque mis pensamientos no son vuestros pensamientos, ni vuestros caminos mis caminos, dijo Jehová. Como son más altos los cielos que la tierra, así son mis caminos más altos que vuestros caminos, y mis pensamientos más que vuestros pensamientos. The answer is that God has adequate reasons for the evil and the suffering that he permits. And we see this through all of the Bible. There's not time in this message to enumerate all of them. That's why we have Bible studies. But God is not under obligation to reveal or to enumerate all of these reasons to us. In Deuteronomy 29:29, it says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law." That's enough for the believer who is subjected to God's authority. In fact, that was enough for Abraham, who almost lost his son. And that faith was counted for righteousness. What's more, even if God were to reveal to us the details of His plan, there's no guarantee that we could understand it with our limited minds. Isaiah 55:8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways." The arrogant unbeliever doesn't want to accept that. He wants to say, "God has to answer me." "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." It's as though someone handed you the blueprints for a very modern technical building, and if you didn't have advanced experience in construction, you'd say, "This makes no sense to me." Bueno, concluyendo, ¿qué podemos recibir de todo esto? Mary Marta ya entró en la eternidad, segura, con un corazón de oro, con un testimonio excelente. Por esto se pidió un servicio de mucha alabanza. Ella estaba dando gracia antes de morirse. María Marta también nos enseñó que nuestras vidas aquí pueden estar bastante cortas. Pocas personas en esta sala en este momento van a vivir más de 500 meses. Well, what can we take away from all this? Concluding, Mary Marta just entered eternity safely with a heart of gold, with an excellent testimony. And that's why she requested a service with much worship. She was giving thanks already before she went on. Mary Marta also taught us that our lives here can be very brief. It's doubtful that anyone in this room right now will live more than 500 more months. You can do the math on your calculator. Insisto que por todo lo que conocía de Mary Marta, yo no vivía muy cerca de ella, pero me siento cerca de la familia. Por todo lo que yo pudo observar, era justa, era buena. Se vivía en la justicia de Cristo. ¿Cómo está contigo, amigo, hermano, en esta tarde? ¿Eres tú una persona justa? Cristo insistió en el libro de Mateo, Mateo 5:20, porque os digo que si vuestra justicia no fuere mayor que la de los escribas y fariseos, no entraréis en el reino de los cielos. Los escribas y los fariseos tenían una profesión de fe, pero era pura hipocresía. In closing, I insist that by all I know of Mary Marta's life in Christ, she was righteous. And she lived out of the righteousness of Christ. How is it with you, my friend, my brother in Christ? Are you a righteous person? Christ insisted in the book of Matthew 5:20, "For I say to you, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." Scribes and Pharisees had a profession of faith, but it was pure hypocrisy. Yo diría que Mary Marta era santa en su servicio a Cristo. No estoy hablando de la perfección, pero la santidad sí está algo necesaria en la Biblia. Hebreos 12:14. "Seguid la paz con todos y la santidad, sin la cual nadie verá al Señor." Amigo, hermano, ¿estás viviendo en un estado de la santidad en esta ocasión solemne? I would say that Mary Martha was holy in the way she always served the Lord. And that's speaking of sinless perfection, but the Bible does say that holiness is necessary. According to Hebrews 12:14, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord." Friend, are you living in holiness at this time as you attend this solemn occasion? I'm sure that Mari Marta would have you reflect on this before it's too late for you. And now in closing, this death really affected me a lot. And as a minister, I go through many of these situations, but I felt very close to this family. I still do. And as Melvin said, we were around her bedside the week before. Esa muerte realmente me afectó. Me siento muy cerca de la familia. Tuvimos alrededor de la cama de Mari Marta la semana antes de que se fallecía. Y tan afectado estaba que tuve un sueño horrible que voy a compartir con ustedes. Ahora, yo no soy una persona que ponga mucha confianza en sueños. A mi opinión, Dios habla a nosotros por medio de su palabra. I said, I was so affected by this death that I had a very strange dream that haunted me. And I'm not the kind of guy that gives credit to dreams. In my worldview, God speaks to us through the scripture. But this dream haunted me. Bueno, estuve en la calle y vino un hombre en un carro. Era un carro viejo. Y tenía sus ojos fijados en mí. Yo lo miré y pensé que iba a mirar a otro lado, pero no, estaban fijados sus ojos en mí y su cabeza estaba cubierta de una lepra. Parecía un hombre terrible. Yo pensé, a lo mejor es un demonio, y en mi sueño me puso mis brazos así, como una cruz, y traté de citar versos de la Biblia, pero no pude. So I was having this dream that I was on the street, and I run into strange things on the street. We do street ministries. We're out today, and this guy drove up in this old car. It was all beat up. He was just staring at me. He wouldn't blink. He wouldn't turn away. He just stared at me. And I looked at him, and he looked like his head was covered with leprosy. And I thought, what is this, a demon? And I put my hands up like this. I said, get out of here. I tried to quote scripture, and I couldn't. You know how it is in a dream, and then I woke up. But then early in the morning yesterday, the dream had meaning for me. Muy temprano en la mañana, el sueño significaba algo para mí. Ese hombre era la muerte. Y vino por mí. Y no quería sacar su vista. Tenía sus ojos fijados en mí. When I woke up in the morning, the dream had meaning for me. That horrible character I saw in my dream was death. And he was coming for me. And he was staring at me, and he wouldn't blink, and he wouldn't move his head. And he came for me. He wasn't in a big hurry. But he was coming for me. Y la razón de que menciono todo esto es que Él está viniendo por ti. Él tiene sus ojos en ti. Mari Marta estaba preparada. Ojalá tú también. The reason I mention this is because that creature is coming for you. He's not in a hurry. He's not taking his eyes off you. He's coming for you. Mari Marta was ready when death came. She lived according to this verse, with which I'll close. Matthew 22:37. Amarás al Señor tu Dios con todo tu corazón, y con toda tu alma, y con toda tu mente. Este es el primer y grande mandamiento. Y el segundo es semejante. Amarás a tu prójimo como a ti mismo. Closing with a verse that to me represented Mari Marta's life. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Oh Padre, te damos gracias por ese gran evento. We thank you, Lord, for this great event. Tú has mostrado, Señor, la grandeza de esta tu hija. simplemente en el amor que podemos ver con todas estas personas. Lord, you showed the greatness of this, your daughter, just by all these people that have come out. Pido, Señor, que si hay alguien que no está caminando bien contigo, que se tomen esa oportunidad solemne de poner su vida en orden. I ask you, Lord, that if someone is not walking right with you now, that they would take this solemn occasion to put their life in order. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.